The Word of God clearly says, if you obey me and do everything I say, I, God, will take all sickness away from you and you will have none. Now, what do you do with that? If God says in His Word that if you obey me, I will take all sickness away from you, and you're sick and afflicted, you're having a problem, guess what's wrong in your life? There is a sin. There is something that God doesn't like that's making you sick. Now, that's kind of a mouthful. We don't want to hear that. But that's what God's Word says. And so let's go ahead and see here. For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. You're not supposed to live the old life. You're supposed to live a new life, a life free of sin. Is that what he said? How much sin are you supposed to commit once you get baptized? How much? Now, the average church member don't know that. But that's what that says, isn't it? Is that what it says? Am I reading it wrong? No. Is that what it really says? So then why do we sin so much after we get saved? The flesh. We resurrect it from the dead. Verse 5 and 6. Since we have been united with Him in His death, we will also be raised as He was. Our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Okay, if I'm supposed to die, I'm no longer a slave to sin. So if sin comes along and says, I want you to do this today, what are you supposed to tell him? What are you supposed to tell sin? Go away. Yeah, I have power over you. Oh, but you know that lady that spoke to you, she just cut you down. She made you feel about an inch tall. Why don't you just go get her? That just happened. Oh, that just happened, huh? And what do most of us do? We fail our tests. And we let the flesh come back to life, and we go get them. Now then, if we're really led by the Spirit and listening to God, we'll say, no, I have power over that. The Word says, I have power over that sin. I don't have to say nothing. Lord, I'll just go in here, and I'll get on my knees, and I'll pray for that woman or that man, whatever. I'll say, Lord, you take care of my light work for me. Is that what He wants you to do? Yes, that's exactly what God wants you to do. So why do we get so involved in taking care of all these issues ourselves? Why don't we let Him do what He said He would do? Why don't we pray? Well, He clearly says there, our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. What does it mean for sin to lose its power in your life? What does that mean? If it lost its power, how much power does sin have over you? None. So why do we yield to it so often? Why? The flesh. That beast is our worst enemy, isn't it, Tom? Yeah, that's it. That's it. We are no longer slaves to sin. If I can keep these thoughts in my mind and in my heart, I am no longer a slave to sin. I don't have to obey that beast when it comes by. When sin comes by and says, oh, you got to do this, or you got to do that, what do I have to tell him? No, I am not a slave to you no more. Oh, just think. I think about what we talked about a while ago about the Emancipation Proclamation. Just think of the black people that were freed when Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And years from the time he signed it until 1960, and even longer for some of them. Some black people lived in bondage and slavery, didn't they, young lady? Couldn't work at the same place, couldn't go to the same bathroom, couldn't eat in the same restaurants. We lived to see all that happen, didn't we? Whereas all the time, you had legal right to go right in there, didn't you? According to the laws of the land, which was signed by the President of the United States. Is that right? But we lived in bondage as black people. Well, let me tell you, who signed our Emancipation Proclamation? Jesus. The King did, Jesus Christ. And what are we doing? Living in bondage, just like the black people did. That's a good relationship, isn't it? I mean, here they were free. You could work where you wanted to. You could send your kids to school where you wanted to. It was in the laws of the land. You had the right to do all these things. And until Martin Luther King came on the scene and said, hey, we have the right to do this. Like I said, it cost him his life. But at least the world sat up and took notice. And now then, when somebody comes in, it don't make no difference what color you are. You fill out an application, technically they can't do anything because of your skin color no more, can they? They can't say, oh, we're going to hire you because you're black. We like you, but this white girl, we ain't going to put her in here now. They can't do that either, can they? No, they can't do that. Now, there is still some people that do that. It's still out there, but they legally can't do it. But the church, we had our Emancipation Proclamation signed by the King of the universe. And he said, here it is. Now then, so sin will have no more hold over you. You just stay dead. When you get baptized, when you come and accept me as Lord and Savior, and they put you down in that water, you die to that old sin nature. When you come up, you're going to be a new creature just like me. Ooh, what a goal, huh? Is that going to be a good one? Great one. But now then, it will work. Our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. I'm no longer a slave to sin. See, somebody tells me, you can't go through the day without sinning. I'm not a slave to sin. Are you sharing? I'm not going to ever go there with them no more. Are you? When they say, you can't go through the day without sinning, you say, you speak for yourself, Buster. Guarantee you, I ain't going there with you. I'm going to believe I can go through the day without sin. Because am I dead to sin? I'm supposed to be. Is that what the Word says? It's amazing when I teach this book, just like it's written, how much flack. I had a girl go over to a huge church in Dallas the other day and said, Thurman said that we can go through life without sinning. And her pastor said, he's crazy. You can't do it. Tell him to read the scriptures. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I said, I know all those scriptures, know where they are and everything about them. But I also know that those same scriptures, he tells me I'm to die to sin and not put to sin no more once I get saved. Now see, when did this magnificent event take place? When I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior and I was baptized, right? Is that what it said? So far, is there anybody, so that whoever's listening to this tape, is there anybody in disagreement with the Word of God that says once we get saved and gets baptized, the Scripture clearly says we should never sin again? Is that what the Scripture said? Anybody disagree with that? That's what it said. Okay, that's what it says. Verse 7 and 8. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Now, when we died with Christ, maybe we didn't die with Christ. Maybe you just said you did. Now, there's a lot of people that come to church and walk down an aisle and say, I won't accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And then you never see them again. Maybe they come back next Sunday to be baptized. But then you don't ever see them again. You say, well, what happened to you? Maybe you see them 5 years later. Oh, I got saved. I got saved over in your church 5 years ago. I said, well, where have you been? Well, I'm busy. I'm working on Sunday and I'm out there, you know. And I said, hey, are you? How many people led to Jesus? Well, none, you know. Are you still drinking? Oh, yeah, I go out with the boys and drink a little every once in a while, you know. You're not taking your wife and kids to church? Well, no, I don't have time. Hey, you didn't get saved. You made a speech with your mouth, but it didn't come out of your heart. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Now then, if that's in the Word of God, when we died with Christ, we were set free from sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we'll also share His new body. Verse 9 and 10. We are sure of this because Christ rose from the dead. Did Jesus Christ really rise from the dead? Oh, best documented event in history. We are sure of this because Christ rose from the dead and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. He died once to defeat sin, and now He lives for the glory of God. So our King is alive and well. Verse 11 and 12. So you should consider yourself dead to sin. Now, what are you supposed to consider yourself? Dead to what? Sin. Let's get a hold of that. And able to live for the glory of God through Christ Jesus. So if Jesus lives in you, you're dead to sin. Once you've accepted Jesus and you've been baptized, you've been put down in that water, you've been raised up, you're not to have any sin in your life. You're to walk in obedience to His Word with no sin. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to its lustful desires. He's telling you what to do, but we don't listen. Verse 13 and 14. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give yourselves completely to God since you have been given new life. And use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. A lot of people use many parts of their body to do many things that sin. Verse 14 says, sin is no longer your master, for you are no longer subject to the law, which enslaves you to sin. Instead, you are free by God's grace. When you got saved by the grace of God, you walk on that path, which I use this illustration a lot. We have a 4 or 5 foot elevated path right here that's only this wide. You and me as Christians, when we get saved, we're down here before that, walking around out here with the rattlesnakes. That's where we're walking. And as a sinner, walking around with the rattlesnakes, I'd hate to be walking in this room. You know, if this pathway's up here, 5 foot up here, I'd hate to be walking around in this room trying to get through these pews if I knew there were 500 rattlesnakes crawling around in here with me, wouldn't you? I would be very careful where I walk. But you know, most of us don't even look down. We just walk. And we have no idea why these things bite us. But let me tell you, when we get saved by the grace of God, He elevates us from that kingdom of darkness and puts us on this little narrow pathway. And He says, now don't sin. Walk this pathway. And if you can walk that pathway up there 5 foot above those rattlesnakes, you don't have to be afraid of those things. They can't get up there to you. There's no way one of them things can jump that high. He cannot bite you. Now, I remember one day talking about rattlesnakes. You know, people think a rattlesnake can jump a long ways and they can get you. They can jump a little ways, but they can't jump a long ways. I remember one day years ago, I went rattlesnake hunting. You know, I mean, I went out hunting for, and that day, me and one other man, we killed 39 great big rattlesnakes. 6 of them were bigger than my arm, over 6 foot long. But one of those, I mean, of course, back in those days, I guess I didn't have good sense when I was 18 years old. But I'm still not afraid. But I remember that day I was up on the side of a cliff, and we had been putting some gasoline fumes back in there trying to get these rattlesnakes to come out. And all of a sudden I saw one way up the edge, and I thought, well, he's another hole around there somewhere. So I drugged myself around the edge of this cliff, had a .22 pistol in my hand, and here's a little ledge right here. And when I pulled myself around where I could see, there was one right there sticking his head straight out at me, his little tongue flickering. And he was only about this far from me. I just turned the .22 pistol around, stuck it right in his mouth, and pulled the trigger.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Baptized and Free from Sin, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.